of things.
Okay.
We're not ready? Morning, everyone, and welcome. It's June 30th, 2011, to Rules Committee. And it is 9:55 a.m. Let's open up a work session on SCR 20A.
Jim? Mr. Chairman, this is SCR 20A. It establishes limitations and deadlines for legislative measures for the 2012 session of the 76th Legislative Assembly. It limits Senate and House members to no more than two measure drafts. It limits Senate and House committees, the governor on behalf of the executive branch, and the Chief Justice to no more than five measure drafts. It exempts the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, the Senate President, and the House Committee on Rules from these limitations and deadlines. It also requires all draft requests to be submitted to Legislative Council on or before December 5th, 2011, and all drafts to be filed at the Senate or House desk no later than 5 p.m. on January 23rd, 2012. Members and co-chairs, this is SCR 20A. It was passed yesterday afternoon in the Senate, and it was amended, so it's not SCR 20 as it was introduced a couple days ago.
Okay. Representative Barnhart?
What was the amendment?
The amendment removed an original provision in the measure which provided for caucuses to introduce legislation. It also had the judicial branch. They changed it so that it said Chief Justice in particular on the introduction of measure drafts on behalf of the judicial branch.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Chair Hunt?
I would move SCR 20A to the floor with the due adopt recommendation.
Chair Hunt moves SCR 20A to the House floor with the due adopt recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Excused.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Just a moment while I read it. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. SCR 20A passes, and Chair Hunt, you want to?
Sure, you bet.
Okay. We're going to close a work session on SCR 20A and open a work session on amendment to the House rules.
Mr. Co-Chair and members of the committee, these are changes to three House rules in preparation for the 2012 session of the Oregon Legislative Assembly. The House rules in particular are 8.15, 12.03, and 12.07. The changes conform the limitation and deadlines with Senate Concurrent Resolution 20A. They authorize interim House committees to conduct public hearings on measures that are pre-session filed, and that's interim committees. And during the first 3 days of the 2012 session, it authorizes session committees to conduct public hearings on measures with 1 hour prior notice if an advisory notice of the public hearing was posted 2 days prior to the convening of the session. Otherwise, members, you will recall there's a 72-hour minimum notice required on hearings of measures. We have distributed copies of that to the members of the committee, and I think there were extra copies that we put in the back for people in the room also.
And members, also for your information, this was distributed to you yesterday on the House floor. Representative Winger.
Do I understand the rule right that we could have a hearing, a public hearing on a pre-session filed bill that would count as its public hearing so that when we start our February session, we could go right into a work session?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not clear on that one. First of all, the rules do not require a hearing on a measure.
Okay.
So I think you could say yes, we had a hearing on this prior, but I don't know that there's any requirement that be done.
Okay.
We can ask the chief parliamentarian to come to the meeting if you would like.
Not necessary.
Okay. Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
Should the motion be just moving this dated version of it? Since we're amending several sections, what's the correct motion, Jim?
This is all in one proposal.
Let me just move it with
the date. I think you can just say we recommend to adopt on this this proposal.
So I would move that we forward to the floor with the due adopt recommendation the proposed amendments to House rules dated June 29th, 2011.
Chair Hutt moves the proposed amendments dated June 29th, 2011. Is there any further discussion?
Just to clarify, you recommend this under this motion, you'd be recommending that the chamber adopt these proposed rule changes.
Yep. Yes. Amy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative
Berger? Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Excused.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative
Winter? Yes.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Co-chair Hunt?
Aye.
Co-chair Olson?
Aye. So the amendment to our House rules has passed, and I will carry that. So we'll close our work session on this. Is there any further?
Do you have any? President Barnhart was talking about introduction of measures.
Oh, yes. Mr. Chair, since we only have two bills for next session, I have 35 that we need to deal with today. But I think I don't think they're prepared yet, so we'll probably have to meet again.
I may want to make a disclaimer when I carry the one change that just because the Rules Committee can introduce unlimited measures in the February session doesn't mean we will. Correct, Mr. Co-Chair? I think that sounds reasonable.
Okay, we are adjourned.